Hey, happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing today? Do you have a good connection with family and friends? Go out, eat too much food? I hope so. Just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and to let you know you're greatly appreciated. I appreciate the fact that, you check in here with me at Wolf's Watch from time to time when we're broadcasting and often afterwards. Appreciate your comments. But more importantly, I appreciate the connection that we've been developing. Where I'm standing right now, you can't really see it in the background. You see a little bit of the street. Get to see if I get this right. You see a little bit of the yellow line on the street here. But off in the distance, there's some houses. And then that faint little line back way back here. Oh, let's see. We get this. Yeah, I know. Laugh with me here. Come on now. See those that line of faint lights in the background? That's the arc of Santa Monica Bay in Los Angeles. And from where I'm standing, I can see from Santa Monica all the way out to Malibu. And it's a beautiful night. It is a beautiful Southern California night. Very clear because the wind's been blowing. We had the wind shift warmed up. It blows a lot of the smog and dust. There's a lot of water particulate that's that gave this area its Indian name, creates a blue haze because of the water that absorbs off of the ocean, salt air. But I really just wanted to chat with you for a couple minutes about, again, my appreciation for being connected with you because that is so important. I was out grocery shopping a little bit ago, and there's a homeless man who was shopping with me in a sense. We kept showing up in the same aisles together and whatnot. And turns out he's just there looking around. He was just there to get buy a pack of cigarettes. And wasn't interested in food, but he's making his own way, has some pride in that, some ownership in what little he's got going on. And he was proud of being able to pay for a pack of cigarettes, even though he's sleeping outdoors tonight. And I was thinking, have you been there? So I know the personal story, and you may be one of the people that I'm talking to right now that's watching. I know the personal story of people that I'm connected to offline and online, and several of them have been there. I've been close, scary, scary, scary close, but not exactly there. And something this ties into Thanksgiving. Stick with me. Stick with me. This ties in to the reason for the holiday that we are celebrating today. And before we talk about that, let me finish this quick story. Someone's talking that had been homeless and has now done well for himself, is now a successful entrepreneur, was talking about how being homeless, a big part of that is just the sense of disconnectedness from the rest of the world, from the world that's going on around them. And I thought about that. That resonated with me because I understand disconnectedness. I've been there, been very disconnected. I've been nearly crushed to death in a car in a horrible accident way back in 1989. This wasn't anything recent, back in 1989. And I felt extremely disconnected because the people that had gathered that could have helped me get out of the car that I was trapped in, once they realized that I was not dead, left me there. They walked back to their cars. They were doing anything. I don't know. This was before we had selfies and all the social media when I said, I don't know what their thinking was, but they were drawn to this horrible accident. And it really looked like I had not survived. And someday I'll share some of the photos of the car, but that I took afterwards. But they left me there. There's that disconnectedness from society going, is that what I have become? That people would just leave me crushed in a car and, when they could have helped and not and just walk away. It's like, wow. And I know that's way different from being homeless. The disconnectedness resonates to this day. When has there been a time recently where you've really felt disconnected from what's going on around you, the people around you, and what you're doing with your life? Particularly around holidays, sometimes it can be a good time for introspection. Is that the word I'm looking for? Help me out here. I'm watching for comments. For reflection and introspection. And it just made me think about the there's so many people that I haven't gotten in contact with yet today. Day's not over. That I have not yet gotten in contact with today that I wanted to get in contact with just to let them know that I appreciate the connection that we have, that they're important in my life. And because that's part of what Thanksgiving is about to me. You know, last weekend, I was at an incredible breakfast meeting, and we had a speaker, Tom Sullivan. You want to look him up, Tom Sullivan. He is a blind golfer. He is an actor. He is an incredible singer. You may have seen him many years ago when he very famously sang an incredible rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. Not a dry eye. And I remember watching that when it originally broadcast, and then I had the opportunity to meet him. And he gave a great talk about the history of Thanksgiving, which again made me think of the connectedness, which is why I'm talking with you right now, because it's the connectedness that we have, right? Even though this is virtual, and we're not in the same space, we're not standing eyeball to eyeball enjoying this view. I so wish we could, because I'm sure that it would lead to just an incredible conversation to see such a clear night where you can see from Santa Monica to Malibu, you know, 25 miles across Santa Monica Bay, as I'm on the southwestern corner of Los Angeles County right now. And this is one of my favorite view spots. Great place to be connected, but at least we can share this moment this way. And who did you connect with today? I'm not going to come back to Thanksgiving. Stay with me. But I want to ask this. Who did you connect with today? Who do you still need to connect with that's important in your life? Do you just want to say, hey, you know what? I'm grateful that you're part of my life. And I was thinking about you on this day of thanks. Because that was something that Tom Sullivan did a great storytelling job of articulating. You know, what's the history of Thanksgiving? Yeah, there's all the mythology, all the things that we're taught and that we celebrate. What is Thanksgiving as a holiday at its core? When you think about it as an official holiday, it was not as an ongoing holiday, but there was a day of thanks set aside as a day of a holiday by George Washington during time of war. There was a day or after. During Civil War. I'm sorry, that was after the Revolution. During the Civil War, again, President Lincoln set aside, said, look, let's take a day in the midst of the horror of the Civil War. So let's take a day and set it aside to break bread with family and those important in our lives and to reflect on what we have to be thankful for. You know, at a time that was to this day is the bloodiest war in American history. And again, during World War II, FDR did the same thing. And that's where the holiday as we know it today, that's where that was formed, when it really became a national, ongoing national holiday that was fixed, that didn't float. It didn't take from president to president to say, yes, we're renewing this. Legislatively, it became a formal holiday. It was really FDR, again, during a time of war, that said, look, with all this that's going on around us, let's set aside a day to break bread with family and reflect on what we had to be thankful for in our lives. And to me, you know, that again, that resonates. How about you? Does that resonate with you? Jose, hey, my friend, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. See, someone that I am so glad to be connected with, Jose Garcia. You know, Garza, I'm sorry, Jose. He's Jose Garza, you know, great family man. Solid friend, incredible colleague to have, and an entrepreneur that is just making stuff happen. And, you know, based out of Fresno, his business is exploding. Jose, I'm so glad we're friends. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. See, it's people like that that really help me feel grateful on Thanksgiving. It's people like you, as you're watching this, that make me grateful on this Thanksgiving day, day of thanks. What do I have to be thankful for? Who am I connected with? You know, as I'm standing at the self-checkout next to a homeless gentleman who's just buying a pack of cigarettes, not interested in food. Thank you very much. Appreciated the offer. But, you know, he's paying his own way for a pack of cigarettes. And he was good with that, you know, and we exchanged a happy Thanksgiving. And It wasn't much, but it certainly made me think more deeply about what am I thankful for. And but you know, I want to go to this lookout spot and have a quick chat with you and let you know I appreciate you. I appreciate the connection that we have, you know, as tenuous as it may be on social media. I appreciate that connection and I appreciate you. And I hope that this has been a day of thanks for you and you've had the opportunity to break bread with people that are close to you. If not, break bread with people that aren't close to you and make the connection. Have fun with it. You know, my wife and I went out for brunch yesterday. She had a day off because of the holiday and took a well-earned day off. So we went out for brunch and had a very playful brunch at a restaurant that a friend of ours had recommended. And I want to say thank you, Carmen, for the recommendation. It was fun. And, you know, we got to know the waitress that was helping us out and the manager. And just, it was a great experience. And the food was good. You know, some were like going, okay, you know, we ordered a couple of different things. Go, yeah, that was good. Well, next time, let's come back and try this. Their pancakes are just off the charts. That's something we want to go back for more of. And just had fun with it and made connections, new connections with people and brought some fun energy in to the room with us. Or as I call it, brought some more Bubba, my cousin Bubba, which if you've been talking with me long enough, you've heard about cousin Bubba. My cousin Bubba, who has a 100% success rate, everything he has ever sold, and he has sold a lot at yard sales. He has had a 100% success rate of charging shipping to the people that he sells things at yard sales. And they tend to be laughing while they gladly pay. You should experience that sometime. But it's just because he brings story and fun and laughter and playfulness and shrewdness, clearly. But he brings that playful energy, which makes all that work. You know, and again, today, all the other stuff, you know, it surprises me. There's some people living in Southern California. You know, I had a brief because it's just not a conversation I was interested in. Had a very brief conversation with someone that just really is very unhappy about today being a day of thanks, being a designated day of thanks. And, you know, we had a very brief exchange about that. It's like, hey, you know, good luck with that. I just moved on because that's, for me, again, if you look at the founding, and thank you, Tom Solomon, for the perspective and the reminder on the history of Thanksgiving holiday in the United States and what it is intended to mean and why it was really started as an official holiday. Tom Solomon, again, look him up on YouTube, look him up on the internet. Phenomenal individual. Again, it's about having a day of thanks. That regardless of all the turbulence around us, regardless of things that are concerning you, scaring you, that are getting under your skin, frustrating you, that are making you worry about tomorrow or the more distant future, excuse me, and all choked up, that there's still something in this moment right now to be grateful for. You know, for the moment, you're okay. I know right where I am, leaning up against the block wall that you can't see because it's out of frame on the camera. I'm okay here. No matter what's coming in the next 15 minutes or the next 15 days or the next 15 years, right now in this moment, I'm okay. And I've got a lot to be grateful for. I'm grateful for this view. I'm grateful for the person I'm going to have something to eat with here in a little bit. I am grateful for you as you're sharing this conversation with me. And, you know, I'm grateful for my tribe, as we lovingly call our group of friends, and my colleagues, my friend, you know, my friends and colleagues like Jose that checked in here, that I know through mastermind groups and business activities and work that we do together. I'm grateful for all that. You add a lot of meaning into my life and you inspire me to do more. You inspire me to be of service in more innovative ways and more impactful ways, because that's where it really comes together, right? When I'm not feeling grateful, when I'm not in gratitude, when I'm not setting aside time to look at what I have to be thankful for, you know, like when I'm sitting in LA traffic, oh man, don't get me started on that. See, I can just, oh, that can make me just want to, like, not even, it makes me just want to pack my bags and move. quickly that can happen because not in that moment. But if I'm playing an educational CD or listening to someone that's talking about, you know, their journey in high performance leadership, changes my perspective on things and start to go, yeah, you know what? This is what I do to be grateful for. This is how I can be of service. And through being of service, through helping people, and as they say in business, if you help enough people, I think it's a Jim Rohn quote, and I apologize for not having that's not correct. I apologize for not having the origin right. If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want in life. You know, you'll get where you want to go in life. If you help enough people get where they want to go in life, you'll get where you want to go in life. And that's being of service. You know, that's how can you be of service, whether it's a marketing, in a marketing sense, a business sense, or in a social sense, or, you know, just looking at the person next to you in the checkout line that's clearly not having as good of a day as you are and saying, hey, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. And acknowledging them and having a brief conversation rather than ignoring them, reinforcing that disconnectedness. So food for thought. You know, I hope it helped. It's just what's on my heart today. And hopefully you're having a food-filled, fun, safe, connected to people important to you that are important in your life day, and taking it a step further, connecting with other people to let them know that there's people that are paying attention and that they count and that they're important. And, you know, income isn't a measure of worth as a person, right? We all know that. And having a roof over our head, having a roof over my head, transportation to get where I need to go, to get work done, to be of service, all that's very important. It means a lot. You know, food, understand, you know, I don't know about you, you likely have, because most of the people I know have come from, you know, less than average to modest beginnings. And I know what it's like to be sweating. How am I going to put food on the table after the weekend, you know, between now and the next paycheck? Remember those days. And also been in situations where things are going pretty well financially. And, you know, right now, to be honest, we're not worrying about what's, you know, where we're getting food or where we're going to be living next month. But we're, you know, we're at a point where I'm like, well, this needs to change because the trajectory is not right in, you know, in terms of long term. And we need to build more security back up again. And there's a lot of people that are going through that. If you're going through that, totally understand. You know, reach out to people that can help you with that. Don't disconnect yourself. I've done that a lot where, you know, I am disconnected. I'm feeling disconnected. And it's because I have disconnected from people. I'm not responding to phone calls or texts. I'm not reaching out. And just a final thought to leave you with, you know, that's one thing I thought, oh, man, you know, my wife is getting way more people reaching out to her today than I'm getting reaching out to me. It's like, what's wrong with me? And it's like, oh no, what am I doing wrong? What I'm doing wrong is I'm worrying about that as opposed to having fun and reaching out to people that are important to me. Doesn't matter who's reaching out to me. I want to reach out to you. So I wanted to do this real quick because I know this is one way that I can reach out to you. And even if you're replaying this and seeing it afterwards, I'm still getting the opportunity to go, hey, thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for being part of my ongoing conversation on my journey. And have more of an impact than you know. Do the same to others in your life today. And remember, you know, this is about a day of Thanksgiving. It is about a day of thanks once a year where the whole nation stops and reflects on, you know, what have we got to be thankful for? Because we have way more, way, way, way more in common than we have difference. And it's good to, you know, hopefully we can do it more than once a year, but this is the official day where we do that. We say, hey, I'm thankful for you being part of my life. I'm thankful for having a roof over my head, for having a car that I can drive to the grocery store, please, to pick up something to eat, that I can afford to buy something to eat, and then I'm going home to some good homemade soup. You know, and then I have a person in my life that makes homemade soup, and then we have a lot of fun and laughs on our journey. I hope you have that too, because again, I'm glad we're connected. So that's it. I'm not going to struggle to try to say anything profound. And I hope you can just, I wish there's just no way without like really big Hollywood professional camera gear to show you how incredible this view is. to show you how bright that copper dot in the sky that we call Mars is tonight because the sky is clear. And I hope you are having those moments of childish wonder. And it's giving me goosebumps talking with you here. Hope you're getting that sensation being around people that you want to be around today too. So happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. And I will see you on the trail.